You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Podcasting from an undisclosed Starbucks somewhere in Seoul at Seoul Survivors, your weekly source on teaching ESL and living in Seoul. I'm your host, Carl, and with me today is my co-host, Jennifer.
Hi.
I had to gasp for a little bit of air there. I can't quite breathe through my nose. Got another...
four false starts, I think.
Start of the cold season.
I think you started it early this year. You've had quite a few colds.
Yeah.
One long cold.
It does tend to be like a lot of little low-level things that sometimes sort of like, herpes or something. It just, goes to live in your spine for a while and then sort of comes out again, I think. Yeah. Have you heard about that cold that's killing people?
No.
Oh, well, it's not come to Asia yet, thank goodness.
Okay.
This is like American SARS, maybe. I don't know. I just read something a few weeks ago about a cold they're finding in America that,
Is this like Spanish flu or something?
No, not like Spanish flu. Like, almost a bit like SARS. I think the SARS was related to the cold virus.
Okay.
I think they call it coronavirus or something. But colds are not notorious for being deadly.
Yeah.
But this one is or something. I don't know. So I'm just... Being that we're exposed to so many children. And
so many children who do not know how to wash their hands or cover their mouth when they cough or, wash their hands or not use their hands when they, need to blow their nose.
Yeah, the old walking down the street, plug up one nostril and just...
Use a shirt sleeve, whatever.
Expel, yeah.
I have tissues. I'm willing to share. No, thank you.
Now, you had an idea about you just sort of put on a little bio-level hazard suit and then just scrub your classroom. What's your solution? Avoiding colds?
It's something that has worked for me.
All right.
Periodically and more frequently during the winter, I take some sort of antibiotic, like easy-to-use product, like an antibiotic wipe even just some sort of... Like, even those lotion-y things, like, just put it on there and then wipe it off.
All right.
It's not lotion. You know what I mean.
Okay.
The hand gel. That stuff. Something that I can just put on and rub off.
Okay.
I put it on my doorknobs and my desks. All the students' desks.
Okay.
Now, granted, I've only got, like, 10 desks in my class. It's not, like, a Herculean task.
It's not time-consuming.
Yeah, but, after you sit in class and looking at the kids hacking all over their desks, sneezing all over their desks, rubbing their hands on their desk after they picked their noses, it's worthwhile.
Yeah. Oh, man. You used to be able to buy rubbing alcohol.
In America, yeah.
Well, here in the Olive Young, you could buy the rubbing alcohol.
Now,
I think at least in Canada, it was an alcohol called isopropanol.
Yeah.
But here, it was ethyl alcohol, which I think is the alcohol they make, booze from. Ethyl.
It is.
Yeah.
Isn't it like the rot gut?
Yeah.
Bathtub gin kind of stuff.
So there's methyl alcohol and ethyl alcohol, and the methanol or whatever, the methyl alcohol, that's the stuff you can't, your body can't,
they use regular alcohol, I think, to sort of flush out of your system, I think.
Yeah, well, the methyl alcohol is the stuff that will make you go blind,
because
your body can't sort of absorb it, but the ethyl alcohol, that's why at this point, wine and stuff, that's the alcohol our bodies can absorb. And so they used to sell the ethyl alcohol at Olive Young, like for a disinfectant and stuff, but they just pulled it all off the shelves like a year ago.
And the winos were drinking it.
That's what I was sort of thinking, maybe people are coming, because it's pretty cheap, you know.
Yeah, well, the ones that are, the ones that aren't willing to pay $1,001 for a little mini flask of soju.
Yeah, exactly. Just sort of take it and then you squirt it on your little Jeju Do orange halves or something like that, and you're good to go. But this is our 52nd show.
All right.
So
one podcasting year.
Yeah, a whole year of podcasting. I guess that's our. I don't think I've ever really marked any numerical anniversaries. Like, ooh, 20, 25, 50, you know. But I thought, 52 is kind of a cool number in that. You could listen to one a week for a whole year. It only took us a bit more than a year to get here. So we do take a little bit of time off. But yeah, and in celebration, I brought in those artisan donuts that I was talking about last week from the Dono Studio. Yeah, and in honor of your nation's holiday, Thanksgiving.
Which makes it the real Thanksgiving.
Hello. No, it is the fact that Thanksgiving did start in North America by the British, in Canada, and then the Americans. You rat bastard Americans.
I think you have to know that if America has any holiday,
all right,
regardless of if it's shared with another country, it's really an American holiday.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally
right.
American.
Exactly.
Mention Easter, all America.
Right.
Veterans Day, only America. We do it right.
Right. Yeah, so I got you one of those artisan pumpkin donuts.
Yeah, and actually it sounds, I was a little bit leery.
All right.
But then I thought maybe it'd be funny to eat on the air.
Okay.
But then you decided that we should, because of the stickiness, we should eat it before.
The stickiness, yeah.
And it did not taste like pumpkins, but it did taste pretty good.
All right.
Except since I'm used to Krispy Kreme, and actually Korean Krispy Kreme now, which has, as we all know, 1/3 less sugar.
Oh, okay.
In the,
really?
In one-third less glaze.
Ah. now with less glaze.
Yeah, well, for Koreans as opposed to Americans.
All right.
As far as I could tell, they use at least as much glaze as an American donut, if not, like, twice as much.
Ah. At the Dono Studio.
Yeah, it was a little glaze intensive.
Right. Okay. Right. So if you enjoy your highly glazed donuts, then the Donut Studio is your ticket.
But don't be afraid of the pumpkin donut. It just tastes a little like some sort of nondescript, not exactly fruit, but something.
Fruit-con. Yeah.
One of those tastes you think this tastes familiar. Mm-hmm. That's what it was like.
But they also have donuts there that are like donuts, but not really super sweet. Like the two I had a black sesame donut.
Which you wouldn't really expect to be sweet.
No. And sort of a blueberry strawberry donut that wasn't actually
You would expect to be sweet.
Yeah, and that wasn't actually that sweet. So there's a definite mix. But you're never really sure until you've sampled all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, any of the interest of research, I can,
Well, the pumpkin one, though, if you look at it,
okay,
even in the case, it would clearly be very sweet because it had a very thick coating of glaze on the outside. Whereas your strawberry blueberry one, just had a light dusting of, like, sprinkle sugar on top. But the sesame one actually had, like, a thick layer of what I thought was powdered sugar. Was it powdered sugar?
It was powdered sugar, yes.
But that didn't actually make it sweet? It wasn't enough to make it sweet?
Not that sweet, no. Okay. But I rubbed most of it into my black pants.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a big kind of white stain on my black pants.
That just makes them look nicer.
Looks like I've been enjoying myself in a manly way. But luckily it's wintertime, so I can coat can cover the white stains on my black pants. But then I don't know.
It was nice, thank you.
So our snack of the week, the Dono Studio Donuts one of the snack. That was our bonus.
Okay.
What's this Jolbyung pizza. I thought pizza was pizza.
It is, but I think they're actually going for the actual pronunciation.
Ah.
Pizza.
Pizza.
because they can't really do pizza.
Okay.
Well, actually, they could, but they chose not to.
And it looks kind of like that busha-busha, like the...
It's busha-busha balls.
Okay, yeah. Like nuggets, busha-busha nuggets that promising, we have not actually tried it or opened it, promising to have a real pizza taste. And for authenticity, they've got like the...
Italian,
you know, yeah, the Italian tricolore.
To show that it's just like Mama Rosa makes back in Italy.
But that red could in fact be orange, which might make it the Irish, you know, pizza. So if it tastes like, you know, Guinness or something like that. No, yeah, the Irish make the Guinness.
Yeah.
Here, you open it,
it
Jennifer.
It tastes like soda crackers.
You're, one, I would have to use my germ-laden mouth. My virus-laden mouth.
It's Korea, though. It has, like, a nice little perforated thing on the end.
Are they individually wrapped? No. Oh, my God. They're not actually individually wrapped. That's
That'd
amazing.
That'd be really funny.
All right.
Kid snacks don't usually come individually wrapped.
Enjoy. Yeah. And maybe it's because I got the cold.
Oh.
But it tastes like
They took pizza spices.
Yeah. It just tastes like you're eating instant ramen noodles.
Yeah. It's clearly ramen noodles with like an Italian blend of spices heavily coated.
Yeah. And this little spice packet you would dump into the water. They've just sort of put it into the nuggets. It's not so good, actually. I'm gonna have a little bit of water here. My emergency water for putting out random fires I encounter in my building.
Random fires and bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah. Okay, that's making it go away. God, you know, I've been in really rough shape this week. Not only have the cold, but then my shoes kind of broke, and so I had to go to my backup shoes. But the soles kind of have a hole at the bottom, and it all the snow's been melting, so I've just been having a whole week of wet, socky feet.
You know, they do sell shoes in
Korea. I know, but you know, I'm short, you know what I'm saying? I was kind of hoping that, you know, I want to kind of be able to throw away all my shoes before I leave, so I don't have to pack them.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
But you know, they have odysseys that resole.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe, because I've got a really nice pair of Clarks that kind of tore up a bit on the side that are still pretty good. I might get those repaired. Yeah, so I went to Dongdaemun and got 58, but I haggled them down to 50. Cashy. Fan Japan cashy. So, yeah. But, you know, I was there, and my friend was, like, with me, and she was looking at the accessories, as she's wont to do. And so I was sort of sitting down.
As you are wont to do.
Because I'm tired and I'm sick, and I got a heavy backpack, and my back's hurting, too. I got some lower back pain. And then my one of my toes feels like it's broken, and my left arm, I've got this tingling in my left arm. You know, like pins and needles in your fingers.
Have you got shin splints too?
I don't know, but.
Is it tingling only in one hand?
It's getting better, but yeah, it was really bad to the point where it's like the tip of the index finger just felt like. There was, like, something trying to poke its way out. I don't know. And the only way I could stop that feeling was just by pressing the index finger into my palm. And,
that's
yeah.
really weird.
Yeah.
Do you think it was some kind of compression from your backpack? Like, maybe it's pinching some nerve in your shoulder?
I'm thinking. I'm like, it's only one side of my body. Does that mean the right side of my brain? There's a tumor or... You know, or is it something else? And I'm like, is it something wrong with my heart? Because, you know, when you have a heart attack, you actually feel the pain in your... And I'm like, all right, maybe it's that. But what I kind of realize is when I sit on my chair, you know, I'm always sort of pressing down on the nerve, kind of. So I think it's just sort of a... I don't know, not quite carpal tunnel syndrome, but...
repetitive stress injury.
Yeah, so by not putting that pressure on that, then I'm finding it's much, much better. So, Yeah, so I'm sitting down, and I can see the woman helping my friend. She's sort of looking at me, and then she's sort of talking to her, and then whatever. So my friend's done buying her a necklace or a bracelet or whatever. I'm like, oh, did she say something to you about me? She said, yeah, you look like a movie star. I'm like, oh? Oh, really? Yeah, and she said, you look like Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons?
Yeah, Jeremy Irons.
Who's what, 80? For one thing.
He's not that old, I don't think.
No, he's got to be at least 60, though. Come on.
Yeah, well, he's old, sure. But
and has black hair, black before it went grayish white.
But she didn't know who Jeremy Irons was. And I'm like, she's like, who's Jeremy Irons? Why, only the most popular star in all of Hollywood, of course. You got your Brad Pitt, you got your Tom Cruise, and you got your Jeremy Irons. Yeah. And she's like, what movie was he in? And I'm like, oh. The only movie I can remember he was in was that one about he was a twin gynecologist.
Oh, yeah.
And the one kind of went psycho and would like tear up women inside with his bizarre tools.
Yeah.
Everything a man needs to know about gynecology, just watch that movie, I think. And that will just, I think that's all you got to know about a woman's visit. And, well, you remember what the name of that movie was?
Oh, was it Dead Ringer?
Yes, Dead Ringer. Very good. Ooh. Wow. Yeah. So Jeremy Irons. The only other thing I remember about Jeremy Irons is on The Simpsons. Lisa Simpson, there's a girl who's smarter than Lisa, and she goes to her house, and her and her father play a game where they name Hollywood stars, and they try to think of an anagram. They rearrange the letter. So the father gives Lisa Simpson, the tester, gives her the name Jeremy Irons. And she's like, Jeremy's iron? That's the best she can do. So the father's like, here is a ball. It's red. It bounces. Just suddenly writes her off as a huge idiot.
Yeah. Wasn't he the bad uncle on The Lion King as well?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
That'd be,
well,
you know,
him and Alan
voice.
Rickman, they get confused. I get them confused a lot.
Yeah. Well, they're sort of the same person.
Yeah. But but it's like, I was explaining to her, I'm like, no, I don't think I'm anything like Jeremy Irons. But I'm like, you know, if you were in North America, people would be going, you know who you look like? You look like Lucy Liu. That's, you know, they would be saying.
So. Yeah, but everything was off.
Yeah, have you ever met an Asian person who thinks Lucy Liu is attractive?
I don't know. Well, I think she's really hard looking.
Okay.
So when people are like, ooh, Lucy Liu, I'm kind of like, really?
Wow. Yeah, I had an incident. I was in a pub, and a guy was showing me his picture. He was on the went to Lotte World. You know, when you get off the ride, some of the rides have your picture. So he bought his picture, and I'm like, wow, you just look just like the who's that guy in Born Identity? Matt Damon. I'm like, you look just like Matt Damon. He didn't look anything like Matt Damon in real life, but that's one of those, you know, you've been in Korea a long time.
Yeah.
Suddenly, all white people look like some movie star to you. Yeah. Your picture up on the website. You are...
I'm Juliet Lewis, right?
Yeah, Juliet Lewis. There you go.
Of course, I look just like her.
Exactly. A spit image. All right. Have Juliet Lewis and Jeremy Irons ever been in a movie together?
I don't know. No. Maybe if he was some kind of abusive older boyfriend. That would sort of fit her usual...
Ah, right.
Okay. Film plot.
All right. Main topic. Things you gotta get on your school's ass about.
Everything.
Yeah. This was sort of prompted by a rather sad posting on the message board where some guy, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, but was getting his visa renewed. And like a temporary renewal versus like a whole year renewal.
Like yours.
Yeah. And the school's like, yeah, it's all taken care of, don't worry. And but then he kind of realized, oh, it's not been taken care of. Like, they just didn't do anything.
Yeah. Many schools consider that taken care of. We want it to be done, therefore it is.
Yeah.
In our minds.
So, look at when you get your ARC card.
Yeah.
Alien resident card. When you get your ARC card, look at the back, and then written in pen is your actual exit day.
Yeah.
The day you gotta get the hell out. Don't Don't look at your passport. Don't look at your visa stamp. Just look at your art card, and that is the day you're going to... I think you got maybe 24 hours.
That's nice of them, yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to check into that. Because I think my art card ends on end of the month, February 28th. I didn't realize it was 29 days this year. So, yeah. But then that takes me to a Thursday. But then... Sherwood would like to fly home on a Sunday, so that's like about 3 days, so I don't know. Yeah, so yeah, and that person's probably going to be responsible for their fine.
Yeah, of course.
Regardless.
The school's not going to be there at the airport with them.
No, they're not. So, yeah, and I mean, you can maybe plead ignorance, and, you know, the customs guy may be, take, you know, heart. You almost got fined.
Yeah, I almost got a big fine. And I just let the guy do his little rant with my polite, yes, sir, yes, sir, I'm very sorry, sir, won't happen again, sir, please forgive me, sir. And after he said his little piece in his gruff Ajishi way, then he just let me on through.
Yeah. So, and for people who have never been in here before, remember, there are exit customs here.
Yes.
Yeah, the exit is controlled. You just don't get on a plane and fly out. You have to go through customs all over again, but getting out of the country. And usually it's pretty,
it's pretty routine. Unless your paperwork's not in order.
Yeah, but something's a little odd. But I mean, one time I went through exit customs with my ticket didn't even have my name on it. It had a Korean name on it.
Nice.
And you present that to them too, right? And they weren't even really... This is shortly after 9/11.
Nice.
Yeah. It was bizarre how much security I got through with a ticket with a Korean name, a woman's Korean name, you know, at Incheon Airport. It wasn't until I actually found my seat that, you know. Yeah. And, you know, and post 9/11, any kind of, like, somebody, a little
problem... Your middle initial is one letter off.
Yeah.
It's B, but it should be E.
Yeah. But if there's any kind of like, ooh, there's a problem with one of the passengers, you know, all the other passengers are going to be looking at you like, what the hell? You know, so you just may as well start like rocking back and forth going, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But you know, what are you looking at?
Right.
So, yeah. So that was a little disconcerting, but yeah.
Was there some reason you had another person's ticket?
It was Korean Air.
Oh, they actually gave you the wrong person's ticket?
Yeah, they just issued me the wrong person's ticket.
I was just wondering if your school, like, found a ticket on the street and was like, look,
no.
We save money.
This was actually when I was a tourist, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the other thing, too, is especially when you're leaving. So you got to get your school, got to get their ass about that. And then your severance pay, which... a lot of times it's in the contract as if it's like some bonus.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not a bonus. It's just...
Korean law.
Yeah. Everybody in Korea gets it. For every year you work, you get 1 month salary. Right?
So when schools try and screw you by saying, oh, if you renew, you get the severance bonus at the end of when you actually leave, they're lying. They're just trying to screw you.
Yeah. So... but they're never quite even sure about that severance thing. So every year you might have to find, you have to sort of remind them, oh, by the way, I need my, gotta get my severance, gotta get my severance. So don't think your school's ever going to be aware of this, even though it's in a contract you signed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's a big school and they've got teachers finishing contracts every month.
Right.
In that case, it should hopefully be pretty standard. But if it's a smaller school and it's... something that they have time to forget about.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they will.
Yeah. So that's a big thing.
And your final bills.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, all the schools will hold back money for your final bills. And a smart thing to do would be to collect your monthly maintenance bill for a couple of months before. Your phone bill, you really can't do anything about.
Okay.
Which is one reason I prefer not to have a house phone.
Okay.
Because it's nothing's in the school's name or whatever.
Right.
Nothing for them to worry about. any monthly bills that are attached to your apartment or in the school's name,
right,
collect them for several months before you leave to show
that's
what
idea.
It should likely be.
Right.
Otherwise, they're going to take out huge, like, they'll give them a huge safety margin.
Right, yes.
Like, I think Rosa had like $500,000 taken out for her final bills at our school.
Oh, jeez.
And I think her final bills were like $200. So she did finally get the... I'm pretty sure she finally got the $300.
Eventually.
But it took me reminding them at school several times.
Okay.
You know, so...
Wow. And you were hearing about this new law they might implement.
Yes. Yesterday, when I was complaining to some people about the crazy new draconian laws about getting new teachers in, someone told me what she had heard. So at this point, I'm treating it as unsubstantiated rumor,
right,
but she seems to be pretty sure that it's going into effect as well. And that is, if you do not get your paperwork done with 30 days to spare, like, for example, if you renew...
You're renewing, yes, for another year.
Or extend with your school.
Okay.
If you do not have that taken care of within before 30 days before the end of your contract,
right,
then you could have to go back to your home country and get
right.
a new visa.
Oh, yes. And this is just an idea that popped into my head. But, you know, if you go to your university and get your transcripts, your sealed transcripts, now some will hand it to you directly.
Yes.
Some have a policy they won't give you the school transcripts. They will only send it to a third party.
Oh.
Yeah.
My school sends 3 at a time for free. To you or someone else. So they're pretty cool.
Well, you get 3 free. My school charges every time.
You can get 3 free, like, every day. As long as it's different requests.
Wow.
Yeah, they're
all right.
pretty cool.
Well, yeah, my university, they charge, like, about $20 for, you know, a printout. Gosh, thanks. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's why our university education is so cheap in Canada. You know.
Yeah, I can print out my unofficial ones myself.
Really?
Yeah, it's online.
Okay, but it doesn't come in the sealed envelope.
Right.
Yes.
If I want official ones, I have to fax them a request.
So before you come here, you know, it might be to your advantage to get a couple spares.
I'd say get as many spares as you can reasonably like shove in your. Bag.
Yeah.
Especially if there's like any possibility you'll stay for more than a year.
Yeah. Because it may take a couple months for it to get here, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you're having it mailed to your school, they might just even open it as its normal correspondence.
Right.
What the hell's this? You know?
Yeah.
Which actually happened to me.
Nice.
But they were able to sort of seal it up well.
So it says your name on it.
Yeah.
But that's like no deterrent for opening the mail.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just sort of my idea. Definitely bring your degree.
Yeah, well, and I do know people that when they came here that time, that the winter of immigration visits, when everybody was having to go prove themselves to immigration.
Right.
They got here right at that time, and so they had to send sealed transcripts to their school to be hired.
Right.
They had to give sealed transcripts to their local Ministry of Education,
right,
and they had to take sealed transcripts to immigration.
Right.
So they actually needed, just for getting their job, they needed 3 sealed sets of transcripts.
No.
So which, yeah, they were getting kind of displeased with by the end.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, any money that your school owes you or has to pay for, like your airfare ticket or your severance. Or
start getting them about that ticket.
Yeah.
Like at least 2 months in advance.
Yeah. Anything. Start getting on them 2 months in advance. That's about the golden rule.
And it's not rude to ask about it every day.
No.
Or even between every class.
Just do it politely.
Yeah.
Hey,
by the way, it's been an hour since I asked. How's that ticket coming along?
Yeah. Remember, always do everything in a polite, respectful manner. Not demanding, but...
Especially because a person who actually does the work probably does not control the money to get it done.
For sure, yeah.
You know, they have to get it approved, and they have to do, you know, and they probably got 1,000 other things to do, and, you know, it's not really their fault.
I've said this a long time ago. Those people, like your Whitey Wrangler or the front desk people that have to do that stuff, even though it's their job, like, when they do it for you, treat them like you know, how grateful you are. Oh my God, yes. So thanks so much. You know, because that will come back to not haunt you, but what's the opposite of haunt you? Bless you.
Well, it can save you. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, it can. Your name can be put about as being a good person. You know.
Well, if you're appreciative of what they do, they're definitely more inclined to be proactive in helping you.
Exactly.
So, that's anywhere.
Yeah. But you know, yeah. So don't be above like bringing them chocolates from home or something like that, like little gifts and stuff. Yeah. Anything else you think you should get on your school's ass about?
Anything that they have to do for you, you've got to keep on them.
Yeah. Your bills, you have to, usually you want to get them direct.
I don't like to have my school involved in anything just because it's, you know, my bills are my business and not theirs.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you don't want your school paying the bills and then them withholding.
Yeah.
Right, you want to be paying those directly, paying them out of your bank account. But you usually got to get your Whitey Wrangler to sort of help you set those up.
Yeah, I'm always afraid to get direct bill payment because
really?
I always wonder, like, how easy or difficult will it to be to get it stopped?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. So also then make sure that, you know, what you get that stopped.
Because we have a teacher that left like 2 years ago that the school still gets calls about.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, she's gone.
Yeah.
She does not live in that apartment anymore. She does not live in the country anymore. There's a reason why the account is closed. She's not trying to screw you on the bill. She's not responsible for it. Go away.
Watch your old apartment that, you know, especially if it wasn't a teacher, it was some other guy who lived there. You know, he might have left some debts, and bill collectors might come around looking for them. And bill collectors here are not like bill collectors. These are like hired goons.
Oh.
Yeah. It's definitely not. It is not uncommon that, you know, to just hire somebody. You know, in Lost, right? In Lost, you know, the, what's his name? Son's husband. That was his job, right? Where he'd go and put some stick about and beat up guys and threaten to shoot him in the head.
Kneecap buster.
Yeah. And that's just the way business is done here. So, So have a good story if one of those guys comes to your door. Obviously, you're white, so you're not expected, and they're not going to think, you're hiding information. You know where he is, so you're safe that way. But don't be surprised sometime if there's somebody not pounding on your door looking for somebody, and they don't seem happy that the person doesn't still live there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and remember, we've got to stress it to the monthly apartment bill. You get a monthly apartment bill?
I do.
How much is yours a month?
I think mine has gone down.
Really?
It's for the past couple of months, it's been less than $115.
Okay.
And that includes my, you know, obviously electricity, water,
yeah.
Gas.
Right. Yes.
Cable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
I met this woman on the street. She came running up to me. And she's like, "Do you speak English?" This is just sort of near my apartment. It's walking to the subway. I'm like, I speak English. She just got here like 3 days ago. You know, her and her roommate, they're the only foreigners at their school, and they both just got here, and she doesn't know anybody, doesn't know how to get around, doesn't know how to change money or buy groceries.
Oh, and her school helpfully did not give her any of that information?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, and she's from Seattle, so, you know, one of my homies. So I'm like, oh, cool, you know, I used to live in Seattle. But you know, I stress like Kirkland, and she's like, "Oh, well, I lived in Kent." So you will say Seattle, but then you know, then we really show our cards. Well, you know, some brain dead suburb of. Okay, yeah. So anyway, so I've been sort of showing her around, and I warned her about the apartment bill because a lot of people are quite surprised by that because you know, the school says quite clearly in your contract you're responsible for utilities. But that apartment bill is not something we're quite used to.
Right, because you're not, unless you lived in some fancy schmancy apartment.
Condo or something where you have
States,
common fees.
You're not used to paying for some woman to sweep the hallway floor.
Right, yes.
Or, you know, 3 dozen guys to wander around aimlessly in uniform, not really doing anything. Yeah, we're not really used to that.
Yeah. So, they do put genuine utilities on that bill, like electricity and your water.
They are all included, right. But there's the main part of the bill, like 60,000 of mine.
Yeah, yeah, it can easily be
60K. For the Ajishis.
Right, yeah. For cleaning, elevator maintenance. Yeah. But yeah, but remember, these are not really apartments. They're
It's more like a condo.
Yeah, it's a condo.
They are all
right.
individually owned.
So the upkeep is not. Doesn't draw funds from the rent you pay. It has to draw the upkeep from the monthly apartment bill. So, and while theoretically you could say that that's part of the school providing the apartment.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're not used to paying a monthly fee like that, then it will be a surprise.
And you know, but now you're gonna have to sort of say, well, okay, here's my genuine utilities, but I'm not gonna pay the elevator maintenance or the guard. You know. And your school may not look on that with the...
They may laugh in your face.
Yeah. Because you're getting a free apartment.
Yeah.
And all what you're being required to do is pay $60 a month for the, you know, for the... Theoretically, the guard you are using, the elevator you are using. Your halls are clean.
Well, some of the things that kill me... Like, we are responsible, in most contracts... Any sort of maintenance in the apartment is your responsibility.
Really?
So, for example, when my bathroom lights shorted out,
like
a week after I moved in, I paid the little guy to come and fix it. It was like 25,000 won for his visit.
Yeah.
And for him to completely change the entire external thing, which I'm sure has some more official name, that the fluorescent bulb goes into.
Okay.
Like, he completely changed the whole thing, redid the wiring. $25.
Right.
But I've worked with people who wouldn't replace the light bulbs.
Light bulbs
would burn out, and they'd be like,
"School should
fix
it.
I'm not paying for that."
Yeah, really. Yeah.
You know, it's 2,000 won.
I know. So it's one of those pick your battle.
Yeah.
Occasions.
I'd rather have lights because my school really doesn't care if I have lights in my apartment or not. Yeah.
So especially if you're a newbie and have absolutely no.
Now, I will say, if you are a newbie and you move into an apartment that is in trashed condition, in that case, I would stand my ground and say, look, this is not my responsibility. This is the move-in condition.
Right. Yeah.
The fact that you did not check it out before you let the last guy get on the plane is not my fault.
Right. No. I hate myself and I want to die. English teacher finds...
T-shirt finds. This is a little. When I was going to the subway, I noticed this restaurant. It's like a Korean barbecue, and it's got a picture of a happy cow on it. And then it says that the website is cowluck.com.
Which is the Korean name.
Yeah. What was the Korean name?
Cowluck. I'm assuming you can see the cow.
All right. Okay.
But the rest of the sign is cut out of the picture. I'm assuming it says Rukka.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Sogogi.
Chonmunjeon headquarters. Your beef headquarters.
Oh, your beef HQ. All right. Okay. I don't know. Just yeah, cows part of barbecue are probably not so lucky. But then maybe they are because you know where would a cow be living in the wild?
I'm sure they could.
India, Africa, you know, predators, parasites, you know, drought, starvation.
I don't know. Drought and starvation might be preferable to the feedlots.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know. It depends. But, you know, one time I was driving home from Seattle to Windsor, Canada, I was going through Montana. And I think it was Montana or one more state over. What's the east of Montana? Wisconsin, Minnesota or something.
Wyoming? Idaho?
No, I was going...
The other way?
The northern. I-90 sort of branches into I-90, but then it sort of forks north through...
What's north of Wyoming?
Wyoming?
There's something north of Wyoming.
North Dakota. I was going through North Dakota.
Oh, wow.
Ancestral,
that must be an exciting drive.
Ancestral home of Lawrence Welk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, North Dakota. Right. Stopped in Fargo. stayed in Fargo. Well, you know, Fargo is like civilization. Holy crap. You know, yeah, when you're going through some of those places and it's just like...
Like eight people live there. It's the tundra.
Yeah, Fargo.
There's nothing to see or... There's nothing there except bad weather and, you know...
Yeah. This was
the
summer.
Plains.
So I'm going through North Dakota, and there was a field with cows, and there were some cows, and it was sunny day, summer. They're enjoying the shade given by a billboard, and the billboard was advertising a Whopper, and and like, boy, if those cows only knew, you know, that the shade they are enjoying, that what
represents their future.
Yeah. What price they will have to pay ultimately for that shade. But I thought that's also such a metaphor for life in some ways. That, you know, things we just blissfully unaware of, that just we enjoy the what the hand gives without ever realizing there's gonna be another hand that's gonna extract a much higher price than we are prepared for that small joy. Like the donuts, for example, we just enjoy. There's going to be a price to pay for those donuts down the way, I think.
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of funny. Cow luck. Lucky cow. But I don't know. I think cows should be lucky if they grow up on a little farm. You know,
yeah.
People drive by and go, moo, moo.
Yeah, what percentage of cows actually have that life these days, though?
I'll have to look into that.
Like half of 1%, maybe.
God. There's a clothing store.
The most awesome clothing store name ever.
La Puta. Which is Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for...
The slut.
Yeah, the slut. La Puta. I don't know any other meaning, interpretation of La Puta.
I think it can also be the bitch.
The bitch, yeah. Bitch slut. No, I think there might be a town in Italy. In Italy, it's not Puta. I think it's Putana. As my Italian friends use that word a lot. Oh, she's such a puttana. So, yeah, but puttana. That movie, Mediterraneo. You ever see Mediterraneo?
No.
Oh, it's about these Italian soldiers who have to garrison a Greek island. And something about same face, same race. They all get along, even though they're enemies, you know, in like Faccia, something or another. Same face, same race. And just remember the expression had faccia in it, face. And so the Italian soldiers, they want to know where the women are. And so the guys, you know, Italian, he says, you know, puttanas. And then the Greek guy says, ah, puta, or something. So I'm like, oh, wow, now I know.
The international language of where are the loose women.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wow, now I know. Now I know slut in two languages. You know what it is here?
What?
Bus.
Is it?
Bus, yeah. Well, I mean, that's one of the slangs. Any good language always has many slangs for women of loose virtues. Very few for men. It's a very sexist language.
Yeah.
But here it's like a bus. She's a bus. You know, anybody can ride.
Well, that's like bike at home.
Just a damn bike. Yeah. I thought that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty good metaphor. The bus. She's a bus. Yeah, La Puta. And this was found in the Hongdae subway station. But you think you've seen it someplace else?
Like, I think I've seen it someplace else because I've definitely had a little chuckle over La Puta somewhere.
Yeah. And these bizarre CD cases I found. They're sort of round and there's a zipper around the edge and unzip them and throw your CDs in. Yeah. And it's like this sort of girl power thing. It says chicks rule. All right. And then the best one is this man sort of like, you know, sebe, bowing before a woman.
Yeah.
And she says, you're rugged, R-U-G-G-T. I have no idea what that's supposed to mean. You're not worthy. And in the other one, she sort of has him on all fours like a dog. And this one's pretty straightforward. Boys make good pets. But that's one of those kind of things where you might would see your children have those.
Right, on their T-shirts.
Exactly, without any kind of knowledge actually what it is. And this one, I thought you would email me wanting more details about it. Butcher fight. The butcher fight. I was at the grocery store, and there was like a little butcher counter.
Yeah.
And there was some guy just screaming at the butcher about something. And just not like, this went on for like 15 minutes of screaming at the guy. And he's got something of meat in his hand, and he's sort of pounding it on like the table. I don't know, was something wrong with the meat or whatever. And but I'm kind of keeping half an eye on it because
yeah,
I'm like,
well, sure.
Because the butcher, they got the knives behind the counter,
yeah.
Right? So if this guy's going over the counter to, like, teach the butchers a lesson,
he could get killed.
Yeah, so I'm like, this could be kind of cool. So luckily I have
Did you have your camera ready?
What's that? Yeah, I got my camera ready. Because, you know, guy hacking an ajushi to death, that would be like, all right, I can move from Korea now. I've seen it all, right? You know, a man cleaved apart.
Right. Grocery store haggling gone wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know, I thought, well, what if he made that calculation? My anger can only take me so far because they've got knives.
Yeah. I might have a piece of meat, but he's got sharp knives.
Yeah. And this one you sent me.
Yeah.
It's the duck, the rice cake and kitchen utensil museum.
Yeah, this is up by all the palaces.
All right.
Especially close to the one that I can never remember the name of. Chungpu, something or other.
Is this Chungpu? The one really close to City Hall?
No, it's opposite. There's the Gwanghwamun one.
Right, Gwanghwamun.
And it's the one in the sort of makes a triangle.
To the east, just to the east.
Yeah, to the east.
All right, yeah, okay.
So it's between Gwanghwamun, which is actually Gyeongbokgung,
okay.
And this other one that begins with a CH. But
well, that makes it even better because it's like, you want to go see the palaces
And I believe in the same sign, I'm pretty sure it was the same sign, there's also a chicken museum being pointed to.
A chicken museum. I didn't notice that. I'll have to look down. But, why would you have rice cakes and kitchen utensils?
You need kitchen utensils to make rice cakes. Come on.
Oh.
Of course, that same logic could be used for any prepared food item, but whatever.
And then you also sent me a picture of pickaninnies.
Yes, a fine southern tradition.
Yeah, very.
Which luckily has pretty much seen its end in the south.
Yeah, sort of the black face, big white eyes, big white mouths. This is quite stylized though, but
well, that's how they usually are.
All right.
Super huge eyes, a jet black face, and usually a big red mouth. Like really about as racist as a piece of art / jewelry as the case is in this one can be.
Yeah. You will still find that sort of stuff around, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, when I was in Chunju, and even I think when I was in Suwon, they had pickaninny dolls that you could buy
really?
In shops, yeah. Things that I had not seen in a very long time at home.
Yeah. This one, this is an actual t-shirt. I think this will be Fascinating Hospital, but they left the L off hospital. Fascinating Hospita. And then the little medical cross. What seems to be the problem?
So in case the nurse forgets what to say.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
They've got a hoodie to remind her.
But I'm not quite fascinating enough for, you know, you've got 24-hour fascination. I don't know.
That brings me to this week's Konglish test for you.
Oh, wait. Let me finish my joke.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You got 24-hour fascination. Read some George Eliot and get back to me in the morning. Did you ever read George Eliot?
I don't think so.
No.
Sorry.
All right. Know your Konglish. It's a heavy metal ballad?
No. It's the one that's actually written in Korean.
Oh, okay.
Hence the Konglish.
Ah, okay. Rin, Kurin, Pil, Byungwon. Byungwon is a hospital.
Yes.
Okay.
/ clinic.
Okay. Kurin, Pil. This is much harder than it seems when you're so good and I'm really bad at this. You should be the one finding the Know Your Konglish.
I'll give you a hint. The Kurin green is the first two syllables.
Green pill.
But the thing that confused me, there was no English on the sign.
Okay.
So I wasn't sure if they were going for green pill.
Okay.
Green peel.
Okay.
Green fill or green feel.
All right.
Because none of them really make sense.
Green crosses.
Yeah, I'm guessing they either meant green feel or green pill, but still, that's just a really strange name for a hospital.
Because here they tend to use a green cross instead of a red cross,
yeah.
Right? Because I guess red cross...
Well, the red cross is the charity, and so if you go get blood, it's the red cross.
Okay.
But the green cross is just the all-purpose, get medical help here.
But red being so associated with death, you know, like write your name in red. You know, you die something. Maybe they don't want that red cross on a hospital here because it might. It's like having a fourth floor on the hospital. It's all about death.
Yeah.
Man. Did you find any English teacher finds?
I have one actually. I'm not sure. I found this several weeks ago, but I think I lost the paper before I actually got it here to say it. It said, "Silent of music, I see you looking at me, flying megaphones." So unless Flying Megaphones is the name of a band that maybe isn't recording now, so Silent of music, and, you know, have lots of fans that stalk them or something, so see you looking at me.
All right.
I don't know. I really have no idea what they were going for.
Wow.
But that's my English.
Oh, the, that Shin... Hye, what's his last name? Shin Hye, or his second part of his first name, Shin Hye, the first person video.
Oh yeah, I'll just call him that guy.
Yeah, Shin. He's come out part two now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, like an actual continuation of.
Yeah.
Picking up. So is this second person?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but it's picking up the story. And so it picks up the story where the doctor is like, you know, you've got a homunculus that's, you know, and we got to exercise it or whatever she's talking about, right? And anyway, so she comes and she sort of breaks the news to him that, you know, you've got, you know, a homunculus and you're going to die of a bad spirit and all the ear candling we've done is not going to help you. And then there's this little girl in the bed next to him. Her parents are nowhere to be seen. She, for some reason, she breaks out crying.
Because she's got this guy in the bed next to her.
Yeah.
That she's like, is that a guy?
Yeah, exactly. And if you've seen this video and you're like, why is there a little girl in the bed next to him? Just know that Korean hospitals, they don't have children's wards.
Yeah.
They just throw children in any available.
Anywhere,
They're anywhere. Because I think the idea is that there's going to be some parent or grandparent watching the kid 24 hours a day.
Yeah, because they do. The beds all come with trundle beds.
Yeah. So, but this kid's parents are nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
This little girl is just like there with like a little oxygen mask on her to add in like some pathos or something.
Yeah.
And so then he gets out of his bed and he lights up a cigarette.
Nice.
Or he tries to light up a cigarette. Like, you know.
The fact that she's got oxygen going, deterrent.
There's oxygen use. And again, it's like, okay, this, you know, you've been in Korea a long time when this makes perfect sense to you. Yeah, light up a cigarette in the hospital with oxygen
use. Yeah, he's too sick to go outside.
Yeah.
He needs to smoke in his room.
So the doctor sort of bats it away. Probably not because, you know, you'll blow us all up, but just because, you know, no, you've got leukemia, you know, you want
to
make it worse? Yeah. So, I don't know, so he jumps out a window, he escapes the hospital, and then he goes back to, like, the bar where he met the, you know, the putana first, who sort of jumps on his lap in the restaurant when he's trying to give his real girlfriend the robot, and, So I don't know. So he goes back to her for some reason, but I don't know. She doesn't appreciate robots.
Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah, I know. She just
wants, I wish I could find a man that would give me a robot.
She just wants the cold hard cash. Typical Gangnam princess. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I don't know. So he's hurt or something. So he gets on his motorcycle. And now his nose is really bleeding. I mean, it's just
leukemia is getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse. It's just a constant flow of blood. And he's driving around on his motorcycle, just like bleeding, and not going, my lip sure is getting wet. I better stop and get that off. You know, like, no, he just... And then he spills out on his motorcycle again. And I think that's somehow where the video ends. I've only watched it once. And I translated the first part one. And I started working on the translation of the second one. But the Korean's a little difficult in this one. So it might take me some while.
Are you putting the link in the show notes?
Yeah, well, I haven't done the second video, but the first video, the link is in there, yeah. But then there's another video, not by the Shin guy, but some other Korean singer who plays piano, again, with, like, you know, his girlfriend suddenly starts bleeding from her nose.
Yeah, leukemia, apparently, epidemic in Korea, at least in the dramas.
So somehow she winds up in the hospital, or as we would say in Canada, in hospital.
Yeah.
Leave out the article.
Only America says in the hospital.
Really?
So that's right, because we're America.
Okay, that's true.
And we're right.
Yeah. So she winds up in the hospital, and then this guy is very romantic, so she's literally on her deathbed. So what he does is he gives her a cell phone, so as she lays dying, she can hear from her cell phone him singing to her, playing his piano and singing to her, and this very tinny cell phone.
So instead of actually spending her dying moments with her,
for some reason,
he goes somewhere else and plays music to her.
Yeah. Or else it's her ringtone. I don't know. but
she's just too weak to pick up.
Yeah. And there's another scene, too, where she's, like, standing next to him while he's playing the piano. And then she just, boom, drops to the ground like a sack of potatoes. Just like the Shin guy in the first video, where he's, like, runs, and boom, and drops like a sack of potatoes. So there's something about bleeding from the nose and dropping like a sack of potatoes.
It does sap your strength.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, I heard a great song yesterday. This is about the time I saw the green something or other hospital. There was a heavy metal song, and I think it was a Korean version of a power ballad.
All right.
So it starts off as a pretty good rock song. I was actually, like, listening to it and enjoying it, thinking, wow, someone in Korea actually knows how to play guitar and drums. And then it suddenly shifts into this typically sappy Korean ballad.
Oh, no.
Like, I was really waiting for someone to start crying. And I was like, wow, they got the idea of power ballad, but maybe they never heard one. So they think, power.
Okay.
And then ballad.
Man.
But it was, it turned into really awful. Oh, I also heard a radio play yesterday.
Okay.
And I really don't listen well at combat speed, you know. I need I'm speaking to a foreigner, I will speak at half pace, and enunciate very clearly. I need that kind of speaking too. As far as I can tell, it was an ajushi that was going to marry Bart Simpson. Like, the guy who was doing it, like, really put on the ajushi, really perfect, quintessential ajushi, gruff, soju and cigarette grizzled voice.
Okay.
But the woman, I think, was trying to sound young and cute.
Okay.
And really sounded like Bart Simpson.
Ah. But it is voiced by a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Hence the confusion.
But the plot, as far as I could tell, was a wedding that the woman / Bart Simpson wanted, you know, pull out all the stops.
Okay.
And the guy didn't.
Okay.
He thought it was all a big waste of money. He wanted a, you know, a small show.
Okay.
And so it was just going back and forth and back and forth, you know, with no resolution.
Okay.
But I was trying to figure out, like, as I was listening, is this, like, supposed to be a middle-aged man marrying a young woman?
Okay.
Or is he the father of the bride? Or, like, what exactly is going on here, and why did the woman that was playing the female part feel the need to pretend she was 10?
Okay.
In the voiceover. Like, so I don't know if you've ever heard any... If you've ever seen dubbed cartoons in Korea,
no.
they clearly, or even dubbed anything that has children in it,
okay.
They clearly do not use children
okay.
for dubbing.
Okay.
They use women.
Okay.
And the voices wish they sounded like Bart Simpson.
Okay.
They all sound like women doing some sort of falsetto.
Okay.
And that was really what it sounded like. It was really amusing.
In Korean news.
In the news. Universities, they're going to be using some new grading system.
Yeah, they're trying to make it more like the rest of the world.
All right.
Where one test does not tell all.
Right, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's something in here that I thought it was sort of funny about how it used to be the... They use a test, and then they
yeah.
used your grades.
Yeah.
But then all these schools were like, there's a huge grade inflation going on, you know? And so the universities were like, oh, this is stupid. So
yeah.
We're not going to really use, you know, high school grades anymore.
Right.
Because
everybody's got straight A's.
Yeah. Odd that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks really good if your school, we send X number of people to Seoul National University. Like,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, so now they're going to have some new test, and which means that somehow we're going to have to start teaching this new test or something
okay.
eventually. I don't know. Every time they come up with some new test, like there's like your school immediately gets on it and starts offering classes in it. What are you like IBT, TEPS, all these weird things. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Suddenly all the schools are offering it. And, you know, claiming I'm going to teach it.
You have no idea what it is, but you know, you'll be teaching it for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So it's always good to sort of pay attention to those kind of things in the news.
Yeah. Did you see also that Korea made the front page of the International Herald Tribune earlier this week?
What was it for?
It was for the internet / computer game rehab.
Oh, okay.
It was rehab. It's for teenagers
okay.
that have sort of become so addicted to the internet and online
right.
games that
right.
they're not going to school, they're
right,
not sleeping,
yes.
they're,
okay.
you know, whatever. And the final quote I thought was such a great thing that really made me believe maybe it is an addiction.
Okay.
Because the guy said, well, I was doing it like 13 or 14 hours a day, but
okay.
when I go home, I'm not going to do it more than 4 or 5 hours a day.
Okay.
Okay, so when I get out of rehab, I'm not going to smoke more than 3 or 4 joints a day.
Right, right, yes.
I'll have it right under control.
Right. Just three drinks a day, not...
Yeah.
My friend, she was living in England for a while, and there was, like, some drinking survey. And you know, like, check what are you in? Are you, you know, abstainer, light drinker, medium drinker, heavy drinker, you know? And the abstainer was 0 to 2 drinks a day.
A day.
Yeah, lovely. A day. So you could literally drink 2, you know, beers a day, and that would he would be
still
in
a
the,
teetotaler by English standards.
By English standards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. But you know, there was a big problem too about like American universities. They literally, every Korean student they get literally has like straight A's, you know, 100% in everything. And they're a bit like, yeah, we are going to not believe these. Yeah,
maybe they did it first, and then the kid gets there and they're like, how come you got straight A's in English and you
yeah.
can't say, hi, how are you?
Yeah, there's apparently a, there's, I like the schools are, they have two, you know, records. These the records they give to foreign applications, you know, when they're applying for foreign schools, and records they give to, you know, Korean schools or something. So.
So are Korean schools more likely to get the real thing?
Yes, they are
okay.
slightly more likely, I guess. Man, but and I just saw this thing about they're building a new baseball stadium, which is thinking, well, that's okay because I saw a baseball game. Like, their current baseball stadium is, well, it's right by the river. So that means a lot of, like, water birds come there. And then it's not covered. And, like, all of the seats are all pooped on. Yeah, it's pretty awful. So
I'm sure they get right out there and clean it down regularly.
Yeah, they're not clean. I'm like, where can we sit where they're not pooped on the seats? So, yeah. So I'm like, well, usually I kind of like shake my head when they were building a new stadium to replace the new stadium they built 5 years ago. You know,
yeah.
Like the the Olympic Stadium.
Right.
And they built the World Cup Stadium, and so the Olympics was, well, it was in '88. But,
yeah.
You know, in North America, if we had, like, 80,000-person stadium, like, Los Angeles, right? They didn't build a new stadium for the L.A. Olympics. They just used the stadium that they had.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, they built that whole new stadium. Remember, I was back in, 2000, 2001, I asked my Korean friend, like, why? I couldn't understand because I'm thinking like a North American, you know? And I'm like, why is Korea building a whole new stadium for soccer when they've obviously got the Olympic stadium? Well, they must have played soccer in the Olympic stadium for the Olympics. And he's like, well, Carl, the world's already seen the Olympic stadium.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, all right, that makes sense, yeah.
You know, they could repaint it and it'd look all different.
Yeah. But
because, frankly, the rest of it's going to sort of look the same.
Yeah. And the big, like, symphony opera house down in South River? Well, now they're, like, building another one, but they're going to build it, like, I think maybe on Yoedo or something. And, but they've got this huge, huge complex out there that they built, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago that's, pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's still their pride of their art industry. But for some reason now they're going to build another one.
But it's not world famous and on postcards and posters, unlike the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, well, there you go.
This week's teaching opportunity.
Job opportunity. Not an actual job, but I found this new recruit. I don't know if he's a new recruiter, but it's new to me. www.asknow.ca. That's Canada's extension, CA, not California. All right, just so you know.
Seeing as they're not a country.
Yeah, right. Although maybe they think themselves as a country. But, So, actually, I found it when the guy who runs it did a little op-ed piece about how hard he finds it to get, minorities placed in Korean schools.
Yeah, I do see them more and more all the time.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. There's at least, like, half a dozen black people that live out by me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which I know you're probably thinking, ooh, a whole half dozen. But
well, that's
pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, there are definitely parts in Canada where we'd be like, wow. Wow. Yeah. No, I hear you. Or as John used to say, I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Yeah, I see them on the subway a lot.
Oh, okay.
So they get on at the same stop, so I assume they live around me.
Yeah, usually the public school system is much better for being a bit more colorblind.
Yeah. And because they're not quite so worried about, what
parents,
their
parents right, think. Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, in his literature, he had a lot of good points, how many times he gets really qualified, minority applicants, teaching degrees and stuff like that, and then he can't get him a job, but, the 23-year-old blonde girl, woman.
With no qualifications, no experience.
Exactly. Boom, she's
barely
snapped up
graduated,
like that.
Her 2.0 GPA.
Yeah. What should mean?
That
high 2.0? I don't know. I don't even know what my GPA was.
My last school, when we were leaving, they asked us to find a replacement, and this black guy that had, he was young, but he had a lot of experience with kids. He had been a volunteer coach, and he'd done, like, all these summer camps and stuff. we're like, oh, he'd be perfect.
Okay.
You know, and our director was actually pretty into it. She said, oh, okay, a black guy, that'd be fun.
Okay.
You know, like,
right.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, whatever. And then he had a friend, and
okay.
she was like, okay, that's fine, two black guys, whatever, that'll be twice as fun.
Okay.
And so then I said, but they just need photos because there's no face-to-face interview.
Okay.
Well, they sent me these photos of them that they were wearing sleeveless shirts with their tattoos showing.
Okay.
And, like, arms crossed and,
okay.
and this expression on their face, like, you looking at me?
Yeah.
So it's like,
okay.
nice.
All right.
This
okay.
is a great way to sell yourself
okay.
for a professional job of
yeah.
any kind.
Yeah. But yeah, the good advice for everybody is take a real hard look at that photo you're sending.
Yes.
Especially like, because tattoos, I mean, they're more accepted now, but yeah, tattoos, you've said before, are definitely usually reserved for, you know, gang members and stuff like that.
Yeah. And,
so, yeah.
Well, just is this something that your meanest high school principal would have been impressed by?
Yeah.
You know, is this a photo that would have gotten you out of detention
right.
or not?
Think of the principal from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Think of him.
You know, this is the only chance they get to see you.
Right.
Because there's no face-to-face interview. You want to really put your best foot forward.
But, you know, when I was looking at the site, well, that's a good site. I'm going to poke a bit of fun at it. But
yeah.
but they had a lot of good information and a lot of, a lot of stuff you can sort of learn about Korea and, you know, advice and things. And I always appreciate that in a website. Because, again, it just makes it sound like they're just not trying to get your $300 and then move you out the door and get $300 for placing another person or whatever miserable fee they get for placing people, right? So that's always a kind of a good sign. But in the little Google banner ads, and there's, you never have any actual control over what Google ads pop up.
Yeah.
But so first one is, you know, Korean girls for dating. All right. But then the next one is work in Sweden in English. I'm thinking, teach English in Sweden. So it's, now it's like,
I don't know. It says work in Sweden in English.
Okay.
So I would guess it's actually more like engineering or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because people in Sweden, they actually speak really good English.
Yeah, that's
true,
yeah.
They're probably not at all interested in the, you know, graduate with no TEFL qualification.
That's true, right.
Travel teacher.
But it's just got me thinking, though. It's like, no, that's a hard, you know, just, do I find me a Korean girlfriend or a Swedish girlfriend? You know, Really, I didn't even realize there was the opportunity, you know. I don't know. Oh, that was kind of funny. And then they have like a little test. You know, are you qualified? And so I sort of start clicking on it, you know. And then I'm like, what happens if I start answering no to some of the key questions? You know.
It only says you need 70%. It doesn't say which 70%.
Yeah. Like, would you like to teach? No. Are you an independent person? No. Are you excited about this opportunity? I'm not excited. And then, your score is 70% or higher. Apply now. You
know? So, right. Are you willing to live in another country for 1 year? No.
No. Yeah. So the test is a little bit kind of silly.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, it definitely... They don't actually list any jobs. You just sort of fill out your application, and then they will place you.
I wonder if they put this in the form of a quiz, because if they just had it as bullet points, people would sort of skip over it.
That's an interesting idea.
You know, because these are all things that would be like sort of bullet points. You need a 3 or 4 year degree. You need to be a native speaker. You need to be willing to live in another country. You need to be adventurous. You need to like learning about other cultures, you know.
Right, right,
but
that's true.
But people that are like, yeah, I'll apply.
Right.
Wait,
okay.
I have to move?
Oh, right, yes. Okay. That's
they
a good point.
They don't speak English there?
That's a good point. Man. Did you hear about John Mark Carr applying for a teaching job in Korea?
What? Sorry?
John Mark Carr, you know the guy who confessed to the Benet Ramsey murder?
Oh, right.
He was in Thailand, and then they sort of took him back, and DNA showed he's just a nutbag.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was still, I think he still had some child porn kind of thing on his record.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Well, there's been reports a lot of recruiters in Korea are getting resumes from him.
Oh, sorry.
him, but let me put him in air quotes. Yeah.
Oh, John, well, just to see if he could still get a job?
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, I think someone's trying to, like, hoax the Korean recruiter, especially with all this, like, you know,
Christopher Neal.
Yeah, Christopher Neal thing. Sort of like, well, you know, how careful are they? Can last year's high profile, because he taught in Korea.
Right, yeah.
Right, didn't last too long here. But he taught in Korea. You know, can he get a job teaching? Like, and so I think that's kind of what's going on. But it'd be interesting to see if there's any kind of story about it or something, like, you know, this recruiter definitely offered him a job, you know, that kind of stuff. So if you hear about that, just bear in mind it's probably someone just trying to hoax the recruiters just to see. All right, that's our show. Jennifer, did you have a you had Thanksgiving dinner?
I had a full Thanksgiving dinner yesterday.
Was that through Cotisol or just through,
it was,
through you?
The Cheonan chapter.
Okay.
For the past 4 years has had a conference at around the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And following the conference is a full Thanksgiving dinner.
Turkey?
All the turkey and stuffing and pumpkin pie you can eat with other stuff too.
Okay. Was there any leftover pumpkin pie?
Probably. The pumpkin pie did not taste like my pumpkin pie.
Ah, okay.
It was, I think it had like about five times as much nutmeg as I would use.
Five times as much nutmeg. Okay.
Yeah, it was very nutmeg intensive in flavor.
Wow.
And there was no whipped cream.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't
why
the
even
real
bother
deal.
Then?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the I had some dark meat of the turkey, and
okay.
I hadn't had turkey in a long time. And it was
kind of tasty. You can buy a turkey leg at the convenience store. You ever seen turkey leg?
At Homever, they do sell roast turkey legs.
Yeah, you can also go to,
but
like...
But I'm always a bit suspicious.
For sure.
Why is it only a leg? Where's the rest of the turkey?
Well, they do the rest of the turkey.
There's certainly, like, no other place in Korea where you buy, like, turkey breast
That's true. Man.
Unless they consider it, like, animal food or something.
No.
Seems unlikely.
You've been away a long time. You have no heartstrings tugged at for not being home for Thanksgiving.
No, actually, I am very happy to kind of not be there.
Okay.
I don't get me wrong. I love my family.
Sure.
Very much. I miss my family. I'd like to see them. If I had the time off, I would like to go home for Christmas or
okay.
whatever. But I have a very large family.
Yeah.
Which means that Thanksgiving is not so much a day of relaxing as scheduling when to see who.
Ah.
And it kind of takes the joy out of the day.
All right. Yeah, you will find when you go back, there's like, time's really tight because you got to visit relatives and visit friends. And
well, I've got, you know, my two sets of parents and 1,000 brothers and sisters. And,
all right.
You know, so everybody's. And of course, you know, my sister has also, you know, her husband has two sets of parents, and so they've got, you know, it exponentially increases, like, how much scheduling is involved, because it's not just the nuclear, like, my parents and my brothers and sisters,
right.
but also their spouses and their spouses' families'
right.
schedules, and, yeah, it's a big old mess, basically.
Yeah, my family, Canadian Thanksgiving, which is in October.
Because it's wrong.
Yeah, October. And it's just one day, the Monday. Columbus Day. Your Columbus Day is our Thanksgiving.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
See, so it's really Columbus Day.
For sure. upstanding American Columbus.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Good to all people.
Yep. So, my hometown is Windsor, and we are increasingly scattered, you know, like Toronto, and I guess I was in Seattle, and parts of America, but not too far from Windsor, I guess. Detroit, not really that far. But usually when we go home for Thanksgiving, Windsor is kind of famous for pizza. It's got really good pizza, unlike any pizza any other place in the world. And so, yeah, we always have pizza for Thanksgiving. It's not... don't have a turkey. That's our Thanksgiving tradition. We want to eat Windsor pizza. So,
well, about a year or two before I came to Korea, my mom and dad both sort of simultaneously became aware of the restaurants that do Thanksgiving dinners.
Okay.
So what you do is you pay some price up front, which is like ridiculously small.
Okay.
I want to say it was less than $50.
All right.
Which included your turkey, dressing, like three vegetables, bread, pies, like the whole Thanksgiving spread.
Okay.
For less than it would cost to buy all the ingredients, much less,
right.
You know, you have to cook it and all that. So I don't think, maybe only my sister actually cooks Thanksgiving dinner now.
Okay.
Because she was actually a food science major, so she actually likes to cook.
All right. Yeah. This Friday I made my coworkers, I made them pizza. Like normal pizza, no corn.
Oh, yeah.
And
peas.
Yeah. No peas.
Okay.
Just cheese.
Wasn't a real pizza.
Cheese, mushrooms, no ham instead of bacon, and
sweet potato.
Tomatoes. No.
Mayonnaise.
No. So, but you make your own dough, you know, and they really liked it. But then they're like, "Did you make the dough?" I'm like, "Yeah, I made the dough." Really? Like, and I was like, "How? Why are people always surprised when you make dough?" You know, because it's like water, flour. Well, that's basically what it is, and then add some yeast or eggs, or I throw yogurt in my dough, and then you just mix it.
You gotta let it rise.
Sure, and then it's dough. It's just putting some very simple things together, and then mixing.
It is messy
because at some point you do have to knead it. I try to mix it up as much as possible before I have to knead it.
You could get those handy dandy plastic gloves that you can get anywhere.
That's too much like my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, at Hana Market, they sell a pizza crust.
Oh, okay, right.
So I've bought those before, especially because you can buy individual slices of crust.
Okay. Sometimes you can buy frozen dough in Canadian grocery stores. I don't know if I ever saw frozen dough for sale in American Seattle grocery stores.
I've seen it before where I live. So you can't get it.
Okay.
But it's something along the lines of Pillsbury in a can.
This is end of the month? It's supposed to be beginning of December. December starting next week. So, I guess we won't do a show on December 23rd. So the Christmas week, I guess.
I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh, you're not going to be here next week?
Yeah, I've got a Kotisal retreat.
Oh, okay. All right. So then, maybe there'll be no show next week.
Maybe Rosa will come and do a show.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll email Rosa.
Won't hold my breath.
Oh, okay. All right.
Seeing as her excuse this week was the same as last week.
And what was last week?
It was that she was going out of town, but she did not go out of town last week and did not come to the podcast.
Oh.
Rosa.
Tell her to come.
Yeah.
All right. Lots of show. Hopefully I'll be better.
Yeah.
Like cold by next week.
Oh, and if you want to go to the Seoul chapter Thanksgiving dinner, you should go to this Kotisal website and look it up because...
Christmas dinner?
Yeah, you have to... It's not at Christmas. It's the same day as our Christmas... December meeting. But you have to register and pay in advance because you have to either register for the vegetarian or for the turkey dinner.
Okay.
But it's a good value and it will be delicious.
All right. So send us email to gokorea@gmail.com, www.gokorea.info. Bye
bye. Bye.